This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9:55 a.m. on Thursday, December 13th, 2018. This is being held in the Commission Hearing Room at 1025, and in room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. The time is the appropriate time, is the time that was set on the agenda. Participating this morning are myself, John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, Lauren C. Walters, Commissioner, and Scott W. Smith, Executive Director. The first item on our agenda this morning is public comment. This is for individuals or groups that would wish to address the Commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. I have seen nothing on the written request. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to the Commission? Seeing none, we'll go on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is consider approving the special commission meeting minutes of November 13, 2018 and December 6, 2018. I recognize Commissioner Walters for a motion.
I move that we approve the special committee commission meeting minutes for November 13, 2018 and December 6, 2018.
Thank you. Rule the motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is considering amending administrative rules, and this will be an action item. There are four rules. R865-19S-85, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by manufacturing facility pursuant to Utah Code Annotate Section 59-2-104.
Well.
Excuse me, 59-12-104. Thank you for that correction. Next one is R865-19S-121. Sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a mining facility pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-12-104. The third one is R865-19S-122, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a web search portal establishment pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-12-104. And the fourth one is R884-24P-53, 2019 Valuation Guide for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-515. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following rules were published in the Utah Bulletin on November 1st, 2018, and the public comment period ended on December 3rd, 2018. We did not receive any public comments on the rules. The first rule is R865-19S-85, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a manufacturing facility. The amendment adds parts and materials to the definition of machinery and equipment that qualifies for the manufacturing sales and use tax exemption.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R865-19S-85, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a manufacturing facility.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate on the motion, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. The rule will be adopted. Next one, Commissioner Rockwell.
The next one is R865-19S-121, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a mining facility. The amendment eliminates reference to machinery and equipment having an economic life of 3 or more years and clarifies that parts and materials are treated the same as machinery and equipment for purposes of the exemption from sales and use tax.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this item? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell for motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R865-19S-121, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a mining facility.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. This rule is also adopted. The third item.
The third item is R865-19S-122, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a web search portal establishment. The amendment eliminates reference to machinery and equipment having an economic life of 3 or more years and clarifies that parts and materials are treated the same as machinery and equipment for purposes of the exemption from sales and use tax.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this item? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell for motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R865-19S-122, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a web search portal establishment.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that also passes unanimously, and it also is adopted. Final one for this item.
Yes, the final one for this item is R884-24P53, 2019 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act. Section 59.2.515 authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules regarding the Property Tax Act, Part 5, Farmland Assessment Act. Section 59.2.514 authorizes the State Tax Commission to receive valuation recommendations from the State Farmland Advisory Committee for implementation as outlined in R884-24P53. The rule sets the acreage value rates for 418 separate class county combinations.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this item? Seeing none, I'll turn to Commissioner Rockwell again for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R884-24P53, 2019 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. It also is adopted as a rule. Next item on the agenda is approval submission of proposed rule amendments to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah Register. This also will be an action item, and I'll have Commissioner Rockwell explain the two proposed rules. In fact, let me call them, and then I'll have you explain them, okay?
Perfect.
The first one is R884-24P-19, Appraiser Designation Program pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-701 and 59-2-702. The second one is R884-24-74, changes to jurisdiction of mining claims pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-201. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendments are for the Commission to consider and submit for publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The rules will be published in the Utah Bulletin on January 1, 2019, and the public comment period will end on January 31, 2019. The first is R884-24P-19, Appraiser Designation Program. The proposed amendment establishes a 2-year deadline for meeting the requirements for the ad valorem personal property auditor appraiser designation. In addition, it reduces the number of required hours of continuing education for this designation from 14 to 6.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule for publication? I see none. Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R884-24P-19, Appraiser Designation Program, to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. I see no debate. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. This rule will be submitted for publication. Sped I said bail for 26 years, so it's harder to get back to the rules. The next item on the agenda was the second proposed rule that I read. So, Commissioner Rockwell, I'll have you explain that one.
Yes, the second is R884-24P74, changes to jurisdiction of mining claims. The proposed amendment identifies acceptable evidence that an owner or the county in which the mining claim is located may present to the commission to request that the mining claim be locally assessed.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R884-24P74, changes to jurisdiction of mining claims, to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule of passage unanimously. This also will be submitted for publication. And if I could direct our staff, Jennifer, if you'd make certain that Representative Brian Green gets notification that we have submitted this rule for publication. He is an interested party in this issue. Next item on the agenda is item number 6, consider publication revisions, publication 58, Utah Interest and Penalties. Is there anyone here for ask for public comment on this publication? Seeing none, this was just an information item. We'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is consider settlement offer in XL Convenience Store versus Utah State Tax Commission, number 18090-3393. This is in the Utah 2nd Judicial District. This is an action item. And we'd like to have our counsel make some explanation on this.
No, I'll do it.
If you do that. Commissioner Cragen, I recognize you.
All right, thank you. I think that we were just joined by Christy Jones from the Weber County Health Department. I apologize that we didn't get a hold of you before you drove down here. I'm sorry your trip was in vain. This is a matter where the Tax Commission had imposed a license suspension on a tobacco retailer, and the licensee appealed our decision to the district court. We filed a motion for summary judgment, which was set for hearing next Monday, and the taxpayer, through counsel, indicated that they wanted to present a settlement offer to us today. We got a call before the meeting began indicating that the taxpayer has found a buyer for the business, and they anticipate that the transaction will close within 2 weeks. And so they decided that they did not want to come and present an offer to us. Our counsel is working with the taxpayer's counsel to determine whether the hearing on our motion for summary judgment will be held on Monday, if the taxpayer will withdraw their appeal or if they'll ask for a continuance until the sale. And so we don't need to take any action on this matter today.
Thank you. That completes our consideration of this item then.
Sorry, Christy.
We'll go on to the next item on the agenda, which is item number 8. Consider a settlement offer in Discovery Finance Services versus the Utah State Tax Commission and Salt Lake County Board of Equalization. It's number 17093380 in the Utah 3rd Judicial District Court. This is also an action item.
I'll take this one, too.
Okay, Commissioner Cragen, I recognize you.
Thank you. So this is the part of a global settlement for several appeals that Discover Financial Services had. This one is pending in the district court, as mentioned in the agenda. We also had several appeals that were pending before us at the Tax Commission. Those appeals were all resolved with orders from us earlier this year, and we just forgot to put this item on the agenda to resolve the matter in the district court. So if there are any questions, we do have counsel here. If not, I'm prepared to make a motion so that we can wrap this one up because it fell through the cracks.
Okay, very good. Any questions of Commissioner Cragen on this? Council want to be heard on this?
I don't think I need to be heard unless you have questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Cragen or our council? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve the settlement offer in Discover Financial Services versus the Utah State Tax Commission and Salt Lake County Board of Equalization, number 17090330, pending in the Utah 3rd Judicial District Court, and authorize our council's signature on any required documents.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Will that pass unanimously? The settlement is approved. Final item on the agenda is approving the 2019 Notice of Scheduled Meetings. This is just a notification so that we have all of our scheduled meetings out to the public so they know when they are going to be scheduled. I'm going to recognize Commissioner Cragen to move to approve the Notice of Scheduled Meetings.
Thank you. This is in compliance with the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act, establishes that we will have regularly scheduled meetings on the second and third Thursday of each month, with the exception of November. We won't have a meeting on Thanksgiving Day. And I would move that we approve the 2019 Notice of Scheduled Meetings.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. The Notice of Scheduled Meetings is approved. Next item on the agenda is commissioners' reports. Does the commissioner have a report that they would like to give to the full commission at this time?
No, don't.
Yes, Commissioner.
Just
Cragen.
Commend the property tax division for another successful assessor's school. We had a very enjoyable participation in that, and thank them for that work.
Agreed. Thank you, Danny, and thank everybody and your staff once again who made that possible. That was extremely well done this year. I don't have anything other than the fact that we're going to be making an announcement that Commissioner Walters and myself are going to be attending the new commissioner's school in January as part of the FTA, Federation of Tax Administrators. Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's Report. Executive Director.
I don't have anything.
Okay. We are actually on time for today, even though we had a full agenda. Anything further to be brought before the commission? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Walters for a motion.
Move that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule it passes. We're adjourned.